Or saying hello again to Kim Calvey of the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library for an update on not only what the Friends are doing this time, but also what the library itself is doing during this pandemic. Hey, Kim, nice to see you.
Nice to see you too, Joe. How are you?
Doing well. Here we are still sitting in our respective virtual studios as we
are
this time. But I think it's great that we're able to chat this way.
I think so too. Thank you for having me back. I appreciate it.
You bet. Of course, since last we talked, I understand there's been a change in your status at the library.
Yes, I'm still a member of the Friends, but I also joined the board. So I'm thrilled and privileged to be a part of the group that oversees everything that the library is doing. So I attended my first meeting last week, and it was good to hear what the library is doing behind the scenes. Obviously, everything's behind the scenes right now, the pandemic. But we'll talk a little bit more about this later, but I learned quite a bit about what's going on, not just with what the Friends are promoting, but also what's going on in the library. And I'm here today to share all of that with everybody.
That's great. I know there's a ton of stuff going on online, really. Mm-hmm. It has not taken a break in terms of presentation programs. There's a huge variety.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And the library is continuing to make good use of technology that we have to use right now because of this pandemic. I will say that the Friends are still very busy planning because we know eventually this pandemic is going to end, and we do still encourage people to become a friend and join and be a member of the Friends because those donations do sponsor and host museum passes and events and that sort of thing. And we are still working to plan those. We'll talk a little bit more about that later, but I did want to at least say that we haven't closed shop. We're still meeting, and we're still talking and thinking about what we can do to involve the community, create events and services that the community would be interested in, and the Friends sponsor that. So that continues to be busy as well. And then the library itself is, like Albert Einstein said, the only thing you absolutely have to know is the location of the library. And that is definitely true.
Yeah. For folks who might not be aware, let's give them a little background about the Friends of the Thomas Crane Library, what it is, who you are, what you do.
Sure. Okay, so thank you. So the Friends, we're a group of, we're a nonprofit, 503C organization, 503C1A organization, volunteer. There are about six of us, and we are active. We meet once a month. And what we do is we try to encourage members of the community to become a friend. What that means really is somebody joins, you sign up on, online, as soon as the library opens, you can go and you can actually fill out the little form. There's a link at the bottom of the library's website in the bottom left of the footer to join. And what that means to join, become a friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library is that means that you are a friend. You have donated some money, and it could be anywhere from $10 to $50. Not a huge amount of money, and your donation goes to sponsoring programs and events. For example, I keep saying, because it's one of my favorite things, the museum passes. We live in the greater Boston area, and there are museums all over. The South Shore, obviously in Boston, and the North Shore, Metro West, the Cape, everywhere. And the Friends works to use those donations, some of those donations, to procure museum passes at a reduced rate or even for free. So that's one way that donations are used. Also, we do invite authors, local authors, to come and give presentations. That happens, and that always has a big crowd. We also have a social, which is for the Friends only. It's not for anybody who wants to, but it's a once a year thing in the springtime, which we're going to have to postpone, obviously, till next spring. But what we do is we have a specific speaker or a presenter come to the social. Like one example is a couple of years ago, we had a chef come and talk to us about preparing for a barbecue and a picnic. And so there's plenty to eat. Food always attracts people. So we always plan those sorts of events. We have the annual meeting, which is open to everybody. And we obviously have cake and coffee, that kind of thing, to give everybody an update as to what we've done in the past and what we're looking to do in the future. And so we do work to make sure that we have the museum passes in place. And that takes some work to maintain. We also, like I said, get presenters. And then even the movies that we show at the library. And they're contemporary movies. It's not movies from yesteryear. And that takes some work, that takes some scheduling. And so we are active in that way as well. And the donations from people who become a friend, they're supporting that. And we thank them for that. And we're always looking for more friends.
Yeah, I always like to think of it as it's kind of the frosting on the cake, the things that the friends do. It's the extra special touches that wouldn't normally be included in the regular library budget.
Right, exactly. And for what you can get from that, it's very short money. It's a tax write-off for what it's worth. So it is important, and it's something that I definitely champion. I mean, if you already have a library card, then you may as well become a friend. You know, it's like make the most of your citizenship, if you will, and participate that way. And it does open, it does allow you to, you do get the newsletter, which I don't know about you, but every time I open the mail, it's like it's more and more bills, right? I mean, we get our bills online sent to us, but still, you open up the mailbox and it's like, oh, what? But you get the newsletter from the library, and it's a nice thing to see. It's a nice thing to have to read, and it does keep everybody apprised of what we're up to, what's going on. So a person can even plan. You know, it's like, oh, this interests me. When is it? I'll put it on my calendar. Sure. Good, do it. That's why we do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And you don't have to be a Quincy resident, correct, to be a friend.
That's correct. I myself live in Braintree, but I'm there all the time. Well, when the building is open, but in any case, I'm online on the website all the time. Yes. Sure. So we encourage anybody who lives in the area. I mean, the library is a big building. It's not just for books and reference materials. It sounds like such a cliche, and I can't even believe I'm going to say it, but it's true. There's a whole wide world in the library. If somebody just wants to look at the website, which I encourage people to look at, and then bookmark, there's so much that the library is offering, everything from technical support, you can have an online chat with a librarian. I'll talk about some other specifics in a minute, but just what the library offers the community, what the friends offer the community, it's a gift. And for just a small donation to become a friend, you're giving yourself a gift, and to be, to have a library card is, taxpayer money, but you're entitled to it. And everybody who lives in the community should take advantage of what goes on at this big, beautiful building called the Thomas Crane Public Library.
Yeah. And I think especially during this time, during this pandemic, people are really realizing the value of the library and how much of a role it plays in their lives and in the community, because they're truly missing it. And I'm sure you're hearing that.
Oh, for sure. I mean, I know I am, and I'm thankful for the library. I have the library website bookmarked. I just have to say a couple of things. This is brand new. It's only been out a couple of weeks. We have what's called, I hope I'm pronouncing this correctly, Udemy, Udemy, and it's called Learn with Udemy. And basically, it's incredible. It's free video tutorials on everything from design, website design, let's see what else, coding, leadership and management, some business classes, personal interests, human resources, data science, project management, IT operations, accounting and finance, which that's not my favorite subject, but I probably should avail myself. And this is just something that the library offers. And all it requires is that you just sign up and take advantage.
Yeah, I mean, these are things you would pay a pretty high price for if you were to go out and get a private education like this.
Exactly. So it's, I think that I just had to talk a little bit about that, because to me, this just blows my mind in terms of the value that's being offered, that the library offers to its community. And then for fun stuff, there was a couple of weeks ago, we had something called some smoothies that taste like dessert. And it was a YouTube video, and it had like four or five different smoothies. There was like carrot cake and mudslide, or I don't even know, something like that. So if for people who like to cook, you can look at it on YouTube. You go in the library, there's a link. That's the other thing too. I have to stop and talk about that. The library doesn't just say, oh, we offer this, 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 and this. Every time the library offers or the friends offer anything, there's a live link. So everything's given to you online. Anybody wants to go online, looks at the website, whatever you're interested in doing, something piques your interest, there's a link where you can click and get all the information that you need. I know for myself, I spend all kinds of time in front of the computer doing research for my job. And when I have to do research, it's very frustrating when I have to look for something that's not that's implied but not there. And the library does it for you. I mean, you go on the library website and you click on the link and there it is, whatever it is that you're looking for. So it's a world-class website, and I think people should take advantage of it. And everything that's on the website, there's something for everybody. You know, there's something for the kiddos home mm-hmm. from school. Yep. There's, you know, something for, you know, adults who are home working that need a break in the middle of the day, because they do. You know, retired folks who just, you know, they're looking for something to do to keep their minds sharp. It's all there.
Yeah, and once the buildings reopen, even the internet is free in the buildings.
Right. Exactly. Yep. Yeah. It's just, I'm just astonished. Every time I look at the website, it's like, oh, wow, this is new. It is constantly being updated. And we do have, and here's the other thing too, the building might be closed, but there are still, it's not just resources and materials that can be read online. There are also upcoming events that are online. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure I point that out. I'd be remiss if I didn't. It's already come and gone. Earlier this morning, there was a citizenship class. Later today, 2:00, there's pet story time with Miss June. Tomorrow, music and movement with Ruby. There's always something going on, and that's all events. And then it breaks it down into what's for adults and what's for kids. So it really behooves you to look on the website to find online events. You know, give yourself something to do. It's nice weather outside, thank goodness, but we're all still at home, a lot of us.
Absolutely, so, yeah. Do you know, Kim, I know that the summer concerts on the lawn are always very, very popular. Mm-hmm. Any talk about whether or not that can happen this year?
There has been no talk. So as far as I know, I have not heard anybody say anything about that. I think that that's probably shelved for now, which everybody will miss. One thing that I did want to say is that because people do want to get back to the library, but we have to be careful with social distancing and so forth. It's on the homepage for the library. Contactless hold pickup service will launch sometime soon, sometime this week, next week. So for everybody who's curious about that, who needs to return books, and late fees are suspended for a little while longer, by the way, but needs more reading material, contactless delivery pickup will be available before long. So please look at the landing page for further updates on that.
Okay.
There's that. And I wanted to mention also the bookstore. This is a big thing because this relates to the Friends as well as obviously the library. So people have had plenty of time probably to do some spring cleaning this year. And I know I have. And so the library bookstore is not open yet. However, it will be at some point. And we are always looking for volunteers to staff the bookstore. But we're looking forward to people who have done some spring cleaning, people who may have moved before the pandemic or whatever, and have done some spring cleaning and have boxes of books set aside. The bookstore is always interested in accepting donations of new and gently used books, CDs, DVDs, even textbooks. Mm-hmm. And those donations are used for services that benefit everybody, adults, kids, you know, and all the programs that the Friends do sponsor.
Okay, good to know. And that's at the main branch with a separate entrance on Spear Street in the back, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. Yes.
Should the donations be left there? I know there is a place for drop-off donations.
When the time comes, probably yes. Okay. I think right now they're accepting donations. Okay. I have not heard that, but I might have to retract my statement later. But I don't believe so. I think it's one of those things where right now, because we're not even doing, we're still organizing contactless pickup at the library. I think that the bookstore is still closed. But my point is, when it does open fully again, we will look forward to accepting donations from friends.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So are you feeling that the opening is going to be phased in, Kim, limiting the capacity of the buildings for a while?
Yeah. That's a good question. At last week's board meeting, that was a topic that came up, and we're hopeful. I mean, we're keeping an eye on what the governor says about the phases of opening and you know, restrictions and provisions that have to be made. And the library is very cognizant of that because it is a center for the entire community. So you've got all walks of life, all age groups, that sort of thing. And these are, you know, it's a public building, right? So measures have to be taken. And so we're looking at that. And yeah, eventually we will open it up. And I'm sure that it's going to be limited to the amount of people. You know, I'm sure that it's going to go that way because that is what was discussed when we were having our conversation.
Yeah, it's kind of the new normal that we're seeing in all the, you know, retail stores, grocery stores, signs limiting, you know, your 6-foot social distancing, your plexiglass barriers, your
hand
washing stations, you know, please wear a face mask, all these things that we're really getting so expert at now.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yes. And loving too. Yes.
Well, a lot of people think that if that's what it takes to get back to normal and they're willing to do it, you know?
Absolutely. I keep saying that. I mean, that's just me personally. I mean, I'm sure that I'm not alone when I say, sure, it's a little bit of a, you know, cramps everybody's style a little bit. Right. But if this is what it takes so that we can flatten the curve once and for all and everybody stays healthy and we can all get back to some semblance of normalcy as soon as possible, I know I'm willing to participate in doing whatever it takes. Sure.
Yeah. I know as part of the new city budget that was just approved this past week, there's now a revolving fund for the library, basically. So the fees will go right back into this fund and be utilized for products and programs and services at the library.
Yes. Yes. And which is great. I mean, I know everybody always has their opinion about how tax money is spent, and we see things like that in the news and so on and so forth. But, you know, it's a constant that I think taxpayer money is never wasted when it's spent on the library. Because I think I really believe that communities do stand a better chance of thriving when everybody has one place that they can go to. Here's a good example. You know, there's so many different types of people living in our society. You know, you have the latchkey kids after school, right? And you know, they don't necessarily just want to go home and be bored. I mean, I'm talking about under normal circumstances, not pandemic circumstances. And they go to the library and they hang out with their friends. They get some homework done, whatever. And then they're, you know, retired people. They're there as well. And it's the best, safest, I think, safest in terms of, you know, mental stimulation and that sort of thing. You know, the best place to actually be to just, you know, go someplace public where you can take your time, you know, enjoy the resources. You know, if you need to do homework, or you just want to read a book, the staff is there to allow you to do that. And that's what the library is. That's one of the facets of it.
Yeah, or just relax and peruse a magazine if you want, or you know, watch a video on one of the computers up in the computer room. There's just a myriad of things.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that it's just you know, if you have some time, if you have some unstructured time, then it's a perfect place to spend it because you're going to walk out of there richer than when you got there.
Yeah, you'll learn at least one new thing. That's right.
At least one new thing. Exactly. Exactly. And I have to say, our library staff, everybody is very knowledgeable. Everybody that I have ever spoken to, I remember one time I walked in with my iPad, and I don't really like using an iPad, but whatever. I have one and I was stuck. And I just happened to ask somebody at the circulation desk. And I said, look, I know this isn't in your job description, but does this look familiar to you? Like, I don't even know how to do what I need to do. Oh yeah, sure. And this person just, you know, maybe that's their own personal proclivity, but whatever. They no, sure, no problem. It wasn't, and there was no attitude about it. It was just, you know, they're there to help. They're there to serve. You know, if you need help finding a book, or you know, logging on to something, or you have a question about a resource in the library, that's what librarians are there for. That's what they do. And everybody is there to do their job, loves what they do. And it just makes for a better institution.
Yeah. Do you think that all the branches will open at once, Kim, or will that be, you know, a staggered? Is there any discussion about that?
What I heard about that was that the smaller annexes, the smaller libraries will probably open a little bit later. Okay. Because I believe that the idea is to, they're smaller, but they still want to have more people visit it at any given time, because it's almost not worth to open it if you can only let, you know, half a dozen people in at a time.
Gotcha. Yeah. It makes sense. I'm sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I could be wrong on that, but that was a conversation. Everybody just thought, no, the larger library is what's going to, because most of the resources are there. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yep, and that's where the curbside pickup. I know that other libraries are doing that curbside pickup now. So basically, you go on the website first and then to decide what you want.
Yes.
Place your order, if you will, and then go pick it up.
Exactly, like takeout. Yeah. And it'll be contactless, and you know, the librarians will be, this volunteer staff, support staff, everybody there is going to be care, you know, their mask, gloves, the whole thing. And it'll be, you know, as safe and controlled an environment as can possibly be.
Right.
We still have to serve the community in this way.
Yeah. Do you think, post pandemic, the library has learned anything that can be carried over and utilized and made better in the future?
I think that's a good question for every organization and institution. I mean, even from general offices to retail stores to government buildings. Sure. I think that people are going to be a little bit more careful. I think that everybody's just gotten used to washing their hands more frequently. That alone, how many times have we heard, we all grew up hearing, wash your hands. Okay, well now there's clearly been a valid reason as to why that is such an important mandate and for everybody. So I think that's something that'll always be the de facto. I know that in buildings that I've been in, there's always somebody who's walking around, and that's all this, this one office building that I frequent even now, there's always one person who goes, spends all day long going from the first floor to the sixth floor, wiping down all of the doorknobs, all of the, the handles, the elevator buttons, anything that's going to be most frequently and publicly touched, mm-hmm. if you will. And I think that's probably going to be normal as well. I think that's the way it's got to be, just to protect everybody, because nobody wants a resurgence. No one wants a relapse of this.
Right.
Any
of the programs that that have gone online because of the pandemic, do you think that they may stay online or expand in the future at the library?
That'll probably come down to popularity and preference. I think people are probably eager to get back and mix and mingle. Mm-hmm. But then I think that there are going to be some programs that might lend themselves better to continuing to remain online, and that remains to be seen. I think it's going to depend on popularity, like how well attended is this when it's in person. Oh wait, it looks like it's better attended when it's online. Okay, so I think it might be a case by case basis. I don't think it's going to be across the board.
Sure. Yeah, it's a whole learning experience, uncharted territory here that everyone's going through. Yeah.
Yeah. But these are all excellent questions, and I know that everybody, the library is considering them because it does matter. I mean, we do want a safe, enjoyable building for everybody. It's going to require some new standards. That's the way it is. I mean, every place is going to be like that. Who are we kidding? The library is no exception. So yeah. I did want to say one thing too. I've mentioned this every time I'm on the show. But since a lot of us are doing a lot of online shopping, I know with Amazon, I'm an Amazon devotee myself. Mm-hmm. If you wanted to make a donation to the Friends, it's possible to do that via Amazon. You just have to look for the smile.amazon feature, and you can pick your own charity. And the Friends of the Thomas Crane Public Library is listed. So it doesn't cost the consumer anything, but from your eligible purchases, 0.5% will go as a donation to the Friends.
Okay, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of appropriate, seeing as Amazon started as a bookseller.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Back to its roots, the money will go to a good cause, you'll be able to benefit directly from it if you choose to take part in some of those programs at the library.
Yeah. And the thing of it is too, is because, the Friends are concerned with this as well. I mean, obviously the library, like you were asking, what about new standards and safety precautions and one thing and another? Well, the Friends, that's something that we have to factor in too. If we're going to host an event or a service or something like that, we have to factor in that there might be some kind of maintenance cost for that.
Mm-hmm.
It might be minimal, but even so, you never know. I mean, that's something that's part of the discussion as well.
You may have to have masks available if folks don't have one with them. You don't know the costs that are being involved, right?
Right, quite possibly. So, if somebody's purchasing on Amazon, a donation like that would seamlessly help.
Sure. Anything else that we should let folks know about right now, Kim?
Let me see.
We should tell them the website, actually, thomasgraylibrary.org. Right. Yes, that's exactly. One thing. That.
Sure. And so on the Thomas Crane Public Library website, the footer on the bottom of, obviously it's the bottom, the footer, the bottom of the left side of the page is a link for to join, to become a friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library. The Friends also has its own Facebook page, so mm-hmm. people can look for that. If you're on Facebook all of the time, that's a good place to look and join. You can join there. Let's see, I want to see if there's anything else that I have here that I wanted to make sure. Oh, yeah, so I did want to highlight this, and I printed out the page, so if I may. On one of the pages on the, I believe it's on the second page of the website, I downloaded it. It's called Bring TCPL Home With You. And this is what I was alluding to. It talks about,
Put up a little higher, Kim. There you go. Yep.
Talks about the different resources and services that are available to people online. And I want, you know, here's an example, Hoopla Digital, Overdrive, let's see, there are newspapers that you can read online, different databases, local history and genealogy, things to keep you busy this summer until the library opens. So I saw this page and I thought it makes sense for me to print it out and share it with everybody. So, you know, here's a visual, people can look at it and look for it on the website.
Okay, great. Very good. Again, thomascranelibrary.org is mm-hmm. the place to go. Has anything been able to happen at the libraries because of the pandemic that might not normally, you know, have been able to take place until, I don't know, summer break or something?
You mean, have we had to postpone any sort of events because of the pandemic?
No. I mean, in the buildings themselves, have you been able to do anything that you wouldn't normally be able to do?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I don't think so. Okay. If so, I don't know. I don't know about it. Okay. Yeah. I think the library is being cautious. So, yeah. Yeah. But we're looking forward to the library being open at some point soon, you know, obviously under some new, you know, health restrictions and whatnot. But the website is a very good, important substitute for the time being. And I encourage everybody to look on the website. I encourage everybody to, if you're not a friend of the Thomas Crane Public Library, to become a friend. So, you know, support the library, support the Friends, support the services that the Friends are able to promote. Even if right now it seems like, you know, why would I become a friend? My donation is going towards museum passes and we can't go to the museum. Well, we will eventually. Wouldn't it be nice to have those passes available?
Yes.
As one example.
Yes. Yep. And watch out for curbside pickup coming up soon.
Yes. Please keep looking at the homepage on the website because that's where it's being announced. So yeah, that's the best place to find it.
Nice to see you, Kim. Great, great
to talk to you. Likewise, thank you so much for having me today.
You are welcome. Our pleasure, and we'll have you back soon. Hopefully,
sounds good.
Next time.
I would love that. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Bye bye.